quite happy with it, you know. It didn't look, I suppose, where I was in the game, but it was quite a tight game up to the last few minutes, and you know, there was a few hairy moments with their high balls into our square, but the lads dealt with it brilliantly. Even the subs that came in, you know, had a huge impact on the game, and a couple of great scores to win it in the end, you know. Real kind of rider over stuff, catching out the puck and putting it over, like, so very pleased. As I said, we're guaranteed it's at least two games now, which is with the new format, which we're was the main focus for the start of the game. So
it was a cracking contest, very open game of hurling, very enjoyable to watch from a neutral point of view. But for ye, those touchy moments maybe at times during it, how did it feel watching it from the sideline, the way it played out?
I don't know what sort of a game it was. It's great that we won, so it's a great game for us. But looking back now, we'll have a look at it and see what it was like. But it seemed an open, good game of hurling. There was a couple of great scores in it, a couple of fantastic individual performances on our side. So none of the sweepers and none of the modern day tactics were employed by either team. So it was just went for it hurling wise. And we'll have zero complaints, but I can't really pick anyone who needs to put, like, Alan Cadigan obviously was a standout performer for us. He had a massive contribution, and the way he's playing at the moment, I would say he's the farm forward in the county anyway, so they aren't going on the tip game. So we're well happy with the whole squad.
If I was to pick out a moment, Mark Dolan's goal there in the second half, and the movement, the passing, and then the finish was brilliant.
Yeah, it worked well all the way from the back, like, you know. And I was only saying to him when he came off there that he should have caught it and finished it, and if he didn't get it, I would have killed him. But he's just that sort of forward. He's completely instinctive, fantastic ball player, like stick work and everything. So it was just brilliant the way it worked all the way, hand pass, and a great ball from Mark into him, and a great finish. And it was what we needed, like, at that stage. You know, we were staying with him, Ben, but we were tiring in around the middle. A few of our fellas tiring, you know, and they were coming back into it, so it was a massive fill up for us at that stage in the game.
Yeah, you made substitutions. Were many of them injuries, and what was the story?
Well, we've been kind of a bit plagued with injuries recently, so the fellas we took off were only back, and there was only kind of 30-40 minutes in them. So Philip Shine, wing back, was having a fantastic game, had to succumb. He was just too tired, and we brought another Filano, and Cadigan's been out for 8 weeks, like, which, you know, obviously a huge loss to the team. But as I said to the boys, and to him, it's massive to win without Owen as well, you know, knowing that he's going to come back into and strengthen that team. So everyone went off with carrying an O'Connor, and Kingston, who got the winning score there, was unbelievable. He was working off one leg for all game, so real heroic kind of hearty performances from all the lads. So
yeah, and you mentioned doing it there without Owen for the most part today, and a player like Shane Kingston as well to come back. So would you feel that your strengths should improve going forward?
Hopefully. Look, Owen will strengthen any team, you know, and even Mark Collins, he wouldn't have much hurling done in performance he gave out there, 3 scores in play, like, it was massive points in the game. And Shane Kingston to come back into it, and there's other leaving sorts who'll come back in and challenge for them. There are a couple of younger fellas who are very bright prospects, so obviously the marquee guys like Owen and Shane would get the headlines, but there's another 4 or 5 to hopefully finish their leaving and come back from injury, which would really strengthen our panel and give us the right good headaches to have, as opposed to picking from 15 or 16, you know.
When it comes to round 2, then you'll get a chance to look at Imakili and UCC for your round 2 opposition.
Yeah, as I said, like, winning this gives us a chance, you know, if things don't go our way against them, at least we have another bite of the cherry in the championship. But it's very, like, the way the format is these days, it's kind of suiting the individual or the divisional and the colleges teams, whereas before they had to play around Robin and only 2 teams came through. They're very strong, you can see in the football results and even the hurling results, they're beating club teams, you know, and putting a good effort in, so they'll be very good. I mean, Killy have a huge pick, and UCC could end up with into the county team, you know, depending on who's available from them. So it'll be a tough one, but we'll enjoy this first.
It was very disappointing, and we were in it right up to the last 2 minutes, I'd say, but what I would say is that we're very proud of the lads. I think we've come a long way from where we were last year. Douglas are a very good team. They're one of the favourites for the county. We've been down in the doldrums for the last... We've been getting the semi-finals and stuff, but we haven't really performed. But we asked today for the lads to perform for us, and they definitely did that. We made 1 or 2 slight mistakes, and Douglas being the good team that they are, capitalised on that. It helps when you have the likes of Alan Callaghan and stuff up there that will punish your mistakes. But I think we handled everything well. It came down to a shootout at the end, and we just left ourselves short, but we're not too disappointed with it. Right? We'll go on again. We're into round 3 now, so we'll see how we get on there.
Yeah. Well, credit to both sides for a very good game. I suppose you're missing your opportunities in the second period of the first half. Well, those chances, you'll rue them.
Yeah, it killed us. We had a couple of chances for a goal. We put just wide. Then we had the chance to put the ball over the bar. We went short and Douglas got a goal straight away. So that was a 4-point turnaround. When we had really dominated for the first 15 minutes and we found ourselves a point down. So that was disappointing. It was a bit disheartening, but the lads picked themselves off. We went again. And we kind of, we had chances at the end. We made a mistake and Douglas got the crucial a couple of points. But as I said, we're after getting a bye into the third round now. So we'll see, we'll wait there. We'll have a couple of months to recover and see where we go, but we're definitely not too despondent, but we'll come again.
You sound positive about the fact that you've the bye and would you prefer the extra game? Like,
no, I tell you the truth, no, we've had there's about four or five fellas of our starting team there were injured today, so they're coming back. We've a couple of lads going to the States, so we need to just reassess our options. Again, we have the football in 2 weeks, so if we had to play a second round, it would be the week after the football. So I think it gives us an opportunity to play that football, reassess the whole thing, get everybody's batteries recharged, and we'll be ready to go again in round three.
Yeah, I mean, round one over and done with, you know, and straight up just been fortunate to get through it, really, you know. It was just such a tussle, just a real tussle and a hot day, and you know, and hard surface, quick surface. So listen, just delighted to get through it.
It was a tough one.
It was tough. It was tough. The heat was a massive factor, I thought. Killa, good, skillful, well organised unit then as well. You know, they used themselves very well. They gave us very, very little space. So I think you know, just fortunate to get through it.
And the goal just before half time, Jamie's goal, that was a real platform for the rest of the game.
It was. I suppose we kind of flattered to deceive a bit, really, because I mean, honestly, Killa could have had maybe three or four goals of their own in the first half. And just we were, you know, lucky to have our necks ahead, I suppose, going in at half time. And you know, a lot of good positive talk in here at half time, and I think, you know, it kind of boded well then for the second half when we got back out, you know.
Yeah, you started the second half well.
We did. And but again, you know, it's like a lot of things. You know, you can come back, you can regroup, you can say, listen, okay, we could have done better. And in fairness, you know, I think a few of the senior stagers in the group, and if some of the younger fellas as well, stood up and kind of you know, just came to the fore really and did really well. So just really thankful for that.
There's that blend in the team. There's youth. There's experience.
There is. There's a few who are you know on the experience stage, shall we say, and then there's a good few who are kind of on the youthful side. And you know, listen, we've a couple of knocks, a couple of bruises, but hopefully we can just regroup now for the next round.
And preparations for the championship, you've been going well in the league and always been going well.
Yeah, it's you know, again, I think the league is never the same as your championship hurling. But yeah, thankfully, you know, we tried a lot of players, we tried a lot of fellas in different positions, we moved fellas around, and again, you know, so far we've been fairly lucky with those moves. You know, they've tended to work. So listen, hopefully we can just regroup now and recover and get ready for the next one.
And this is your second year, Aid, involved with this team. Do you think this team is further down the line now from last year?
Yeah, I think it is year two. I think it probably takes a year, probably takes 2 years even, being honest with you, just for management to kind of gel with the team and team to gel with the management and just understand what we're trying to do. You know, management is tough, playing is tough. But I think in the second year we've a little bit more of a notion of how we're doing.
And you'd add a positive from last year as well to carry forward into this year.
Yeah, we did. We did. In fairness, like, we weren't happy with what way the year ended last year. But as I said to you, listen, all we can do is see can we improve now in 2016.
And you have a few weeks to prepare now for the next round. Do you think there's plenty to work on?
Oh, tons. Absolutely tons. I think today was a typical first round match. Killa, very well organised, good talented side. And I think we always knew that was the way it was going to be. So hopefully we can improve. Hopefully we can take a step on.
Is there anything in particular you think you have to work on?
I think just, you know, just improving how we approach the game, just improving our touch, just improving, you know, can we start the game as well as we started the second half? You know, so I think just that bit of consistency, that's what we're looking to do. Hopefully we can start a little bit more positively the next day, you know, start where we finished the second half this week and see can we improve again. Listen, hopefully there's another couple of games left on us.
Actually, very disappointed to lose. Delighted that I suppose acquitted ourselves reasonably well. We're going to learn an awful lot from the game today. Hats off, Newtown are a fantastic club, fantastic team. You know, their use of the ball was excellent. And look, I suppose we'll reflect, we'll go back now and analyse the game and see, look, where can we improve from the next day.
a key moment in the game when they got the goal just before half time.
Yeah, well, look, you have a quality player on Jamie Collin, and you know, if you give him a quality ball, he can finish. You know, whether that was the score that, you know, I suppose that score stayed between the teams for the whole game, but we had a number of goal chances ourselves and we didn't take them. I mean, that's, I suppose, part of the learning process as well. We have a lot of young lads and we learn an awful lot from today's game. I was delighted with our lads. I thought they stayed in the game as long as they could against a quality team.
And you've had the two games now in the last 2 weeks, two championship games?
We've had two championship matches now, and I suppose we're now further forward or further back than any team who wins the first round. But I suppose ultimately we're in a learning process. We've a lot of young fellas, and you know, we had a couple of poor seasons, and we just need to dig ourselves back out of that now and get ourselves back up hurling well and hurling with a bit of confidence and looking forward to the next round of the championship.
And you have plenty to look at now from those two games as well.
We do. Like, I mean, we have two games under our belt. We, you know, hit 16 points today, which is good scoring. We could have got a couple of goal chances, you know, could have got a couple of goals. But I suppose ultimately Newtown just showed a little bit of class, a bit more experience than us, and hats off to Newtown, they played for us well today.
Do you think, Mark, today you had a bit of momentum coming into the game after that win over Musgrave 2 weeks ago?
We did. I think it was a help to us, certainly, like, but we just didn't take the opportunities when they arrived for us. But saying all that, when you're playing a quality team like Newtown, they're one of the top, you know, teams that will be looking to win the county this year. So I suppose, look, from our perspective, you know, having been in a situation where we're going to be relegated last year, I think we've acquitted ourselves in both our matches quite well, and we'll learn from today, which is the big thing.
As you mentioned, it's a learning process for this team.
It is a learning team, you know, a learning process. But ultimately, nobody likes to lose at the end of the day. But I suppose, look, you know, when you're playing a good team like Newtown, we learn from today, and our lads will learn from it. We, you know, it wasn't by all means a fantastic performance, but it was a gritty performance, and a lot of character was shown as well. And we'll just come back again over the next 3 or 4 weeks' time for the next round.
Plenty of positives to take from it.
Oh, absolutely. You all positives as far as I'm concerned. The result is the only negative that is today. We just didn't take our opportunities when they arose. But, you know, we're there. We'll be back in 3 or 4 weeks' time.
And it will be Imakili or UCC next round?
That's the draw now, the next round. So, look, either or, we'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great to get over the first round. It was a tough game. Very hot conditions out there, and we knew coming up here to Killa we're going to be a very strong performance, and we knew they were going to put in a tough battle, and that's exactly what they did. And we were lucky enough to pull through in the end, and fellas worked hard and got a good win.
I suppose Killa had the advantage of a championship game so recently as well, only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they had a great win over Musgrave 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, as I said, we knew coming up here that was going to stand to them, and it did. And it was a good game. It was a good, tough game. It was a typical first-round championship game. I suppose we were a bit rusty, I suppose. But look, we won by 6 points, and we would have definitely taken that this morning. It's nice to win, and we look forward to the next round now again.
And Jamie's goal just before half-time, that was a key moment in the game.
Yeah, it was a brilliant goal by Jamie. We really needed it at the time. And in fairness, he took on his man and he went for a goal. And in fairness, it was a brilliant goal. And it was exactly what we needed. And it gave us that bit of a boost then at half-time. And we just kicked on in the second half.
That goal just before half-time settled you for the second half?
Yeah, big time. I suppose we came in because of the goal up 2 points. And I suppose we were down 1 or 2 points up to that. So the goal definitely helped us. And it definitely settled us a small bit, really, you know. So at least in at half time we could kind of review it again, and instead of being down a point, we were up 2. So that was a nice thing to be up 2 at half time, and then review it then again and just kick on in the second half.
And the league form's been pretty good this year. You've been watering well.
Yeah, the league form has been very good, but like, as you can see out there today, like, it looks like, Jesus, at times it looked like we probably hadn't played a game in a while, even though we've been playing a lot of games. And I suppose championship is such a different game. It's always going to be a battle, and it's always going to be a tough hurling game compared to the league. So, I mean, no matter, like, I think the Glen were kind of down around the bottom of the league last year, even though they won the championship. So you can have good league form and everything, but I suppose it's all, championship is completely different hurling, and we found that out today. And we just have to drive on. I know we've plenty of things to work on, plenty of things to prove on again for a few weeks' time.
And there's a blend of youth and experience in this team.
Yeah, there's some very good young lads, in fairness, and then we have a few older lads as well. So, yeah, no, it is a good blend. And in fairness, fellas are working hard, and fellas are training hard, and fellas are putting in the effort, which is great.
And quarterfinals the last 2 years, you'll be looking to kick on this year?
Yeah, we haven't been in a semi-final in 4 or 5 years, really, have we? So, we won't worry about quarterfinals or semi-finals now at the moment. Take every round as it comes. There's a new structure this year in the championship, so I suppose it's hard to know kind of what way it'll work out. So look, we're delighted to get the win, and as I said, we look forward to the next round now again.
Do you think the new structure takes a lot of pressure off teams in the first round?
Yeah, it does, I suppose, in a certain way. The fact there's no relegation, I suppose, it does take off the heat. Like, you could get two very hard draws and all of a sudden you could be relegated, like, I suppose. This year, yeah, it's hard to know because I suppose we won't know until after the year, really, what the structure is like, if it'll be better, if it'll be worse. I suppose you just like to be playing more championship games, really. So I suppose if that's what they're going down the lines of doing, I suppose, great. Like, a few teams last year won the first round, went to the fourth round, I suppose, 8 or 10 weeks later. Then you had a team coming through the back door who lost one or two games and then won a semi-final and then beat them in the fourth round. So I suppose it's a bit unfair in that regard. So at least this year, I suppose, it might give, as you said, I suppose, a bit less pressure. Like, in the second round especially, like, if you don't lose the next day, sorry, if you do lose the next day, you're not gone, I suppose, which is that bit of a safety net then, like, you know.
Yeah, that opportunity, the second chance, the third chance gone now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So now we'll drive on now and we look forward to the next day.
And Middleton or Bishopstown now next?
Yeah, they're on over there. Yeah, so that'll be a very tough game, yeah. Jesus, Middleton gave us a serious clipping at the start of the year. So, Jesus, they're flying it like they've a brilliant team. Bishopstown, we had an awful tough game with them a few weeks ago. Fine team as well, some great players. So, Jesus, you can be guaranteed it's going to be a tough game the next day anyway, no matter who we're playing, either Bishopstown or Middleton. It's going to be a very tough battle. But look, as I said, we're happy to be there and it's good to get the win today.
Middleton manager Jerry Wallace, your assessment of that?
Just very happy. First round back in Parky Ring again, where we ended our campaign last year. And we're delighted to get the championship up and running for the start of the year. Like, yeah.
What did you make of your performance, though? 10-point margin in the end. But how did you feel you played?
Typical first round hurling. Like, you know, there's a lot of fellas. You know, I know we're doing very well in the Red FM League, but this is championship hurling. So fellas have been nervous. And fellas are looking to see maybe to stamp a place down on the team for the year ahead. I thought we were a bit jittery earlier on there. You know, we had a few good bad wides. We had 7, but Bishopstown had 11. You know, but I'm happy with where we are. Like, you know, I'm happy with where we are. We've had a good league campaign, and now there's a good start to the championship today. Like, yeah.
Do you think it's fair of me to say that you didn't look out of third gear? Like, there looks like an awful lot more in you.
Yeah, well, we came where we're after coming about a different this year. To be honest with you, Lisa, we're after taking. We decided to come at it differently this year, to try and get our peak in midsummer. I think August is the time of the year you want to be hurling in Cork. So it's early yet. We're only in a winners group now. So I presume it'll be either Newtown or whoever Newtown...
Newtown won it,
the
yeah.
Newtown win, so it'll be ourselves in Newtown, I'd say. And maybe the 18th of June or something like that. So we're only in a winners group. It's not time to get excited yet. August is the time. If we can get to August, we'll be a different team.
All right. That team you had out today, how many championship debutants, if any, looking at it?
On the team that started today, we had... None. Everyone that started today had played last year. We can regrade 3 now for the Intermediate Hurling Championship as well straight away tonight. So we're as a club, we're in a good place. And we can sit back for a week or two now, watch the Intermediate Hurling Championship, and then we'll move on from there. So we'll then after that.
Individuals tonight, I mean, Luke with his 2 goals. The first one put you 7 points up at that stage after the first quarter is crucial and then killed off the game. And well, it was gone, I suppose, in the second half.
Well, there were 2 things coming into the game. There was the Bishopstown, you know, lads, they involved with the senior hurling and the intermediate hurling. You had Pat and you had Shane, and they had something to prove there today. But you had our 4 lads that came out of Thurles last week, very disappointed. You know, Tommy Wallace was involved with intermediate. So, like, last week went in as well documented, like, everyone was really disappointed. But I great credit to our lads today, like the 4 of them. I thought they were, you know, they were very good, very competitive, and they were great Middleton men today, so they were. And, you know, I don't want to point out any more. I thought my 15 players, I thought my subs, and I thought the lads that were left off the subs list, they're all great young fellas, so yeah, long may continue.
All right, Martin Hayes of the Bishopstown management team, your assessment of that?
Well, very disappointing, to be told. I think we gave ourselves... We started well, we were in the game. We knew, you know, Middleton are obviously a quality side. Like, they're probably, you know, the favourites for the county, and rightly so, they have a lot of quality, especially up front. I think the story of the game really is, I mean, we had a lot of possession through the game, especially in the second half. Well, large period chunks of the first half as well. I think we must have had 8 or 9 wides from scoring positions in the first half. And when you're playing against good sides like that, I mean, obviously, you can't afford to do that. We were too profligate. Second half, I think we had 10 more wides in the second half. So, you know, if you 16, 17 wides in any game, you know, you're going to struggle to win.
To your credit, like, a 10-point margin doesn't do justice to the application.
It doesn't. As I said, we owned the ball for periods. We played well in periods. We defended very well in periods. All right. And we pushed up with 10 minutes to go because I think we were 6-7 points down at that point. But we left ourselves a bit open at the back. But you know, other than that, it's just very disappointing. But the positives are, I think, you know, we did play well in periods. We owned the ball for periods. We competed physically. You know. So we stayed the course, but you know, in the end of the day, against a quality team like Middleton, when you've 16, 17 wides, not from 80 yards, but from within 40, 50, 50 yards, you know, you're going to struggle to win any game.
Y'all in the next round now?
Yeah, I mean, y'all, you know, we'll probably not think about that till tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, y'all in the same boat as us. We've been there before, you know, so we're not going to, y'all have good players as well. We've been down the route of the second round. You know, too often for our liking in the last couple of years. So, look, we'll think about you all next week.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you look at where we were last year and where we are this year, obviously it's poles apart, really. I think they beat us by, was it 11 points last year? And I think we had, was it a 9-point win there today? 113, 121, I think it was something like that, 8 or 9-point win. So, very pleasing from that point of view.
And the age profile of the team, this is a very young team.
Yeah, well, look, they're getting experience. Every other game they play in Championship, they're getting experience. And, you know, we have a young side apart from one or two. And we just hope that this game will bring them on to another level now when we finally get out and play the next game. I'm not too sure when it's fixed for her, but experience, you can't beat it. So we're gaining that along the way. And hopefully, if you can keep winning, that's key to it.
And Fergal, you'll be familiar with many members of this panel from the under-21 teams who won the county title for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I suppose there's probably 12 of that team I would have had minor under 21 over the number of years, so I'm quite familiar with them. And then the others that aren't, that would be a bit older, I would have played with towards my end of my career, and obviously like the likes of Dave Cash and a few more of them. So yeah, I'm well familiar with the players. I'm well familiar with what they can do, and I think there's if we can get it together and start playing, because I don't think we're the finished article by any stretch of the imagination, but if we can get it together a bit more in the head, I think their hurling and fitness is quite good, but just their sense of where to be in that, and games are invaluable for that, especially Championship games, so we're hoping that we can get a few more of them.
And there is that platform there from the underage success.
There is, but unfortunately it doesn't come automatically. It still takes a lot of hard work. I don't know, is the benefit of having a lot of underage success and bringing it into senior or your adult grade, or is it, you know, bringing one or two players each year, maybe not having a success, and bringing them in, keeping it hungry? There's arguments that you could have on both sides, but unfortunately, you know, we have been successful, so we're just trying to bring that into the senior level now, or the adult level of the club. So.
And today's game, you were 2 points ahead at half-time. What was the feeling like in the dressing room?
It was good, actually. Half-time, there was a lot of freeze involved in the game. It wasn't quite free-flowing. I think there was a lot of freeze that the ref blew up for on both sides. That, you know, you could have let it flow. From my point of view, you could have let it flow. So yeah, we were happy enough at half-time. I'm quietly confident. We were 2 points up. We were playing into, I would call, a scoring goal here in Mallow. So, and I think our start, the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half was set the platform for us to win the game, because we always had that bit of gap there between ourselves and Ballyhea after that.
You had that spell after half-time where you hit 4 unanswered points. That was, as you say, the platform for the win in the end.
Yeah, I think we always kept that kind of 4 or 5 points ahead of them. And even when they got the goal, we tagged on another 1 or 2 points straight after. So that's kind of pleasing when you're hit with a goal, and it's quite easy for heads to drop, especially for young lads, but they came back out and got another couple of scores to tag on to keep that bit of gap there, so it was good, pleasing.
Kevin O'Keefe, very accurate today from freeze.
Yeah, he is. Like, Kev is a super free taker. And again, he was carrying a bit of an injury there today. It was touch and go. We had a bit of a test with him this morning to see whether he'd play or not, so he did. And done very well. He struck some great frees, got one or a couple of scores as well from play. I'm not too sure what was his count for frees from play and from frees, or from play and from frees, yeah. So I don't know. Have to have a look, but he had a great game.
And it settled the team as well. Anytime he got a free, he popped it over.
Yeah, you can depend on him, and that's Kev O'Keefe. He's, you know, since a young fella, when I was playing, he came in against Blarney and got the goal for us in that game, and we could have been facing intermediate and relegation. I mean, Kev has been, although he's only 22, he's still one of the more experienced guys in our setup, which is fantastic. So.
And you've come in this year, Fergal, and you've taken over this team, because you know so much from the underage teams and over recent years. Do you think this is a team that could make a real impact in the senior championship this year?
I think so. I think we've a long way to go. I think the guys need to have a certain hunger for it, and that only comes through in training and in matches. And ultimately, you have to produce it on a pitch when it's championship, or else you're out. So I do believe that we could be challenging for the title, but you know, there's a long way to go yet. Could quite easily go pear-shaped. Sport is funny like that, yeah. And I could be gone.
And the fact that you were playing Ballyhea as well, do you think that was a bit of a driving force for the lads as well after last year's first round defeat?
Definitely. I suppose it's easier to motivate something like that, whereas we were well beaten by Ballyhea last year, to come back and say, look, we've got a chance to return or reverse the match result at that. So it is a motivating factor, and you know, you have to find things to motivate the lads. So I don't know, next day we'll have to look for something else.
And a few weeks now to prepare for the next round.
Yeah look, we're happy, as I say, we got over it. They've worked hard. We'll give them a few days off now, and we'll get back training again, because you know, first round games, you win them, but there's nothing at the end of it. We're trying to build a bit of momentum, and if everybody isn't on board for doing that, well then, you know, little things can make an effect when you go out there in the team and play as a team. So we're trying to keep building the momentum, hopefully, and you never know. We'll keep taking each game by as it comes.
What was the most pleasing aspect of today's performance?
I think it was the fight, certainly. You know, they fought for every ball. It wasn't always pretty, and there was lots of mistakes made there, but and you know, when Ballyhea got the goal and they had a point in a goal very quick, you know, that they didn't drop their heads and they came back again. So that's built over time in playing championship matches, and you know, it's another one under the belt. And we've another one coming up in a number of weeks' time, so we'll approach that in the same way, and hopefully the result might be something similar.
And this is a team on a learning curve.
Oh, 100% it's on a learning curve, yeah, and we've lots to learn yet. And look, we'll do our best to try and bring Blackrock as far as we can this year, and you know, where that ends, who knows, but we'll be doing our best to make sure it's the latter part of the season as opposed to any time soon.
Thanks, Herger.
All right.
I go as far as calling it battling. I think really the first 10 minutes, second half, Blackrock just came at us. They opened up and they attacked that little bit more, and we conceded 4 or 5 points there. And, you know, from then it was always going to be an uphill battle against, you know, a physically bigger team, a dominant team. You know, getting onto breaks, trying to get our ball into the forward line, is just anything we try just didn't work for us today, you know. But you know, fair play to Blackrock, they were by far the better team in the day, you know.
They had that spell after half time where they hit the 4 unanswered points, they came out flying after second half. I suppose that was the difference in the end.
Yeah, I think like probably for the first 10 minutes, we did have those chances as well. It's just as we pushed forward, once they got us in counter attack, they got 4 or 5 points, and after that I suppose we began to panic that little bit as well. You know, we got the goal brought us back into it, it gave us that little bit of a boost again, and then we had 3 or 4 chances, hit 3 or 4 bad wides after that, and again flat. And then after the game, I suppose it really just petered out, and Blackrock finished it as you would expect an experienced team to do, you know.
Do you think it was one of those days?
I don't know, I suppose it was my first taste of Cork Championship, so yeah. But yeah, just we weren't, I don't know, just I suppose things didn't go our way, and maybe we didn't make things go our way a lot of the time as well. Whereas I think Blackrock controlled the game, they played their own game, they imposed their own game, and really we were playing second fiddle for the full 60-65 minutes, you know.
And Mike, you've come in this year, and this is a team that's lost a couple of big panel members through retirements and injuries in the last year.
We have, yeah, but I suppose if you look at Blackrock, they have young blood coming through as well, you know. Yeah, we lost experienced guys. You lost Neil Ronan, Kieran Morrissey isn't available. You've Eugene O'Leary, Timmy Shannon's out injured. You know, there are big members for, I suppose, what is a small enough panel. But at the same time, you have to work with what you have. And coming into today's game, we thought, you know, touch was good. Guys were looking sharp. Everything was positive. And, you know, after a good league game over Newcestown again week before. But again, the first round of the championship is always that unknown, you know, and unfortunately today we found out and it wasn't what we liked.
So. And the two lads, Eugene O'Leary and Timmy Shannon, will they be back later on in the championship?
Timmy, we'll know after this week. He's been over the broken collarbone since early in the year, challenge game started the year, and Eugene won't be back. Eugene's looking at next year. So, but no, we work with what we have. I mean, I still believe the guys we have are good enough to deliver, they are good enough to win, you know, they are standout guys and they are top guys to train. So it's just a matter of getting things right now, not panicking, getting back to what we do best. So we'll give them a few days off and back again next week now.
And Mike, this is your first Cork Senior Championship on the line. What was the experience like?
I suppose at the moment not a very good one when you look back at it, but I suppose, look, championship is, no matter what county you're playing it in, it's a big day, it's a pressure day, and it's a day that guys look forward to since the start of January or December, even when you come back. And no matter where you are, if you win you're happy, if you lose you're not happy. So I think it's the same experience here as it would be in any other county, you know. So look at nothing positive coming to mind at the moment, but we'll get on with it, you know.
And Kerry Toole next, so you'll have a few weeks to prepare for that.
Yeah, I played Kerry Toole in the league, lost them by a point. I don't think either team probably showed their full hand that day, but or either team at full strength, you know, and league is league, but they're an experienced team. They have a winning history, so but we'll be ready for them, you know, we'll be up for the challenge.
Thanks, Mike. Right, appreciate no it.
Yeah, definitely, Lisa. Look, it was a great starting point from our point of view because the last couple of seasons, this is our third season as management with the players, and we were beaten last year by Ballymartle, and the year before that we beat Killa by a point below Middleton. So we did what to expect today because our form against the Visions have been very poor over the years, and our form in the first round has been fairly shaky. So to come out with a comprehensive win, we're thrilled with it, and it gives us a bit of confidence now to move on again the next day.
Well, I know from speaking to you beforehand, you were overwhelming favourites, I suppose. Carberry had talked up how little preparation they'd done, but you certainly weren't underestimating them today.
No, definitely not, because, like I said, our form against the Visions have been poor. Having beaten us 2 or 3 times over the years. I'm going back 10 or 15 or maybe 20 years, but it just focused the minds that our form in first round was poor, our form against the Visions was poor. And like the last 2 times we played Carberry, we were beaten in 94 in the quarterfinal of a county. I think we went on to win the county. And in 1990, when we were county champions, the last time we were county champions, we were beaten by Carberry as well in the quarterfinal. So it just, we were taking nothing for granted. We prepared well, trained hard. We had a couple of injuries coming into the game, and we didn't chance those guys because it was showing disrespect to Carberry by playing fellas who were half injured. We wanted to pick the best team possible. We took it very serious, and we got the result we wanted today.
And what team was that like compared to the side that would have finished the county final victory?
We would have been, off the top of my head, Steve McDonald was obviously injured. Dean Brosnan was suspended. Conor Dorse was carrying a knock. He came in. Ben Murphy didn't start. So, and I think we used 17 players in the county final last year, and I think there was 5 or 6 didn't tug off today. You know, so look, that just gives us a bit of confidence for the guys, give other guys a chance, and we'll always do right by the team. When the players know that we won't be picking guys on what they did last month or 2 months or last year. We pick guys what we've seen in training and what we've seen in matches. So if you're injured, they know that if they're not performing, if they're out injured, they might get back into the team, and that's the right thing to do by the team. We played league matches without guys, and 1 or 2 guys didn't get in today because we haven't seen them because they were injured. And look, that's the right thing to do by the team. To get performance, you do everything right by the team, and that's what we normally do.
Richie, who do you have in the second round now? Which draw did you get?
We're playing Sarres.
Sarres, that's right.
In the second round. They won last night. So, look, it's a tough game for us, and obviously it's a tough game for them. But, look, it's not knockout, though. I think they might take the edge off it, but it's a big game for both clubs.
It is.
I think whoever loses might skip a round. If you lose, you go into the third round. So, look, that's for and against this. Do you want to skip a round? Do you want to play another match? You just don't know. We'll be taking it very seriously. No, Sarres will, because every day you go, you want to win. And we'll be taking that game very serious.
Without doubt, it'll be the pick of the round, 2 ties, and a completely different story to today. No disrespect to Carberry, but a completely different story.
Yeah, definitely. Look, you know, we have great history with Charles over the years, and it's going to be a toss of a coin. They have lost a couple of players. We have a couple of injuries. Steve McDonald won't be available for that, no matter when it is. I think he's going to be a couple of months away anyway. You know, we'll have Dean Brosnan will come back into the equation. So, look, it'll give us another few months to drive it on and get another performance over the team. But look, we could be injuries. You just don't know. But we'll target that game, and so will Sarres, and obviously, look, may the best team win.
The best of luck with your preparation for that. Well done today. Thanks, Richie.
No problem, Lisa. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, the last result in from the Senior Hurling Club Championship today. So it was from Briny, where the Bars overcame Newcestown 215 to 115 after extra time. And the Bars manager, Chris Buckley, joins me now with his reaction. And you must be very pleased after battling past Newcestown today.
Yes, indeed, we are. We were expecting a tough game today, to be honest. You know, we knew this Newcestown, after coming up from intermediates there last year, we're going to be a good, strong side. Traditionally, I suppose, over the last couple of years, the teams coming up from intermediate have always given me a good account of themselves in the first round of the following year. So we knew obviously what to expect, and I'm just glad we came out the right side of it at the end, really, you know.
What sort of a game was it?
It was a strange game, really, to be honest. We never really got going, to be honest. From the start, we were slow, and they got a goal early in the game and just put us on the back foot a bit, really. But in fairness to our lads, we've been playing league games all along, and their reaction was fantastic. We actually kept going to the very end, and I suppose we were behind all the way through. But at the end, we got the goal to get us back into it, so we were glad to get into extra time there at the end of the normal time.
Bill Beckett with that goal. Tell us about it. How has it worked?
Yeah, it was a high ball into the 14 really, and I suppose Bill just got a little bit of a touch to it, and the goalkeeper just kind of just went past him really. He was just a bit unlucky with it, but you know, it was a great goal, and Bill has been in great form for us all year as well, you know, so I was delighted for Bill as well. He's been playing great hurling for us there in the league all the last couple of weeks.
And Chris, what changed then, or did you change something, or you know, what gave you the edge in extra time?
You know, I suppose the fitness that we have ourselves, the lads have been very fit. They put a lot of work in training there the last couple of months, in fairness, and their fitness was a show there in the extra time, really. And I think we went a bit more direct as well with our hurling in extra time as well, you know. So Damien Callahan pushed on as well, and Bill Beckett went in full forward, and I think those two changes made a big difference to us. And other lads that came on as well had a great influence the game, like Jonathan Power now and Dylan Quinn and others. So I think just the fact that we pushed on, we went for the win, really, you know.
And who have you now in the second round winner side?
I think we're playing Aaron's Own the next round. I think Aaron's Own or CIT. Sorry, they're playing next week. I think, as far as I know, so there'll be two hard teams to beat as well. Like, you know, so we're looking forward to it. We're a very young team, and just that experience of winning today will help us a lot. You know?
And that presents an opportunity for you to look at your opposition next week then, and maybe have an extra edge going into that match.
Yeah, sure. You'd always have to have a look, really, to see what the opposition have as well, you know. But we've played Aaron's Own a few times over the last few years on Championship as well, you know. So we'd know a fair bit about them, and they'd know a bit about us as well. So we'll look. Obviously, we'll have a look at them, and we'll do our homework. But we'll drive on ourselves. We have our own game plan as well, you know, going forward.
Sarah's manager Teddy McCarthy, yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's a win. It's a victory, obviously, for the last 2 years. We've lost the first round. That's not a respect to the boys. We tried to put that behind us. Look, in comparison to the league, I was a bit disappointed with our league. I was worried coming off the league performance. But I suppose it's like everything else, and I'm making excuses. The first time we kind of really had a panel together. But in saying that, we came up for a battle. We got a battle. And in fairness to Kerry Toole, you know, people forget they were county champions 3 or 4 years ago. They haven't gone away, and they put up a huge fight there for us, and we were lucky to hold on. You know, a goal could have changed it anywhere. Thanks, Neil. A goal could have changed it anywhere. We were lucky, but I thought our defence held firm. I thought they were comfortable. I don't think Alan probably had one shot, maybe to save nearly in there. But overall, our six forwards will have to come up to scratch. I think, you know, they're after losing their kind of, you know, their way a bit, you know, and. You know, what we've decided this year, you know, with the likes of Ray Ryan and Fraggy and Joe Barron, these guys have gone. We're bringing on the young fellas, and, you know, the likes of Liam Healy coming on there, the likes of Jack O'Connor coming on, brings a bit of freshness, brings a bit of energy. That's the way we want, that's the way we're going. We're in the process of rebuilding, and you had the likes of Owen Murphy, you wing back, you had the likes of Keane Smith coming on, you know, they're all new players, Paul Leopold. So look, what I mean, we're happy with that respect, but overall the performance won't be good enough to go forward, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that's interesting, because I thought in the second half the link play was very good, working through the field.
It was a bit, yeah. You know, that's grand. Unfortunately, that's grand when it works. You know, but when it breaks down, you're on the back foot straight away. And when we have a guy like Cousins inside, when you have the likes of Jack O'Connor, Liam Healy inside, they're all energised guys. You know, I think we have to get the ball. Obviously, you have to hit it with a purpose where it can't hurt us. And where it can't hurt us is inside in their full back line. And that's where we have to get it quicker. And I think if we can get it in there quicker, we'll take an awful lot of beating. You know?
Yeah, in terms of, you mentioned the new lads in, the younger lads in this year, but even Michael Cousins there back in the square this year is very positive.
Yeah, I'm delighted for him, you know. He's a big player for us, you know. I personally thought we missed him last year. But look, in saying that, I'm delighted for him. Particularly, I think he scored 3 points. As I always said, like, people are expecting him to score 6 goals. You know, any man that holds Cousins to 3 points, I personally think he's done a good job, because if there was a reverse and a full-back held Michael Cousins to 3 points, I would be delighted, you know. But people expect him to be scoring 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points. You know, obviously, you know, he's a danger man, and people are doubling up on him. You know, Kerry Toole back a spare man, and we have to take all that, and I think the fact that he's back and scored 3 points, I think, is very positive. You know, but I think we still have to work harder in our six forwards. I think we're just not working harder.
enough, you know.
Okay. Positive, very great to see as well Connor and Daniel back making a contribution this evening, and particularly for Daniel, who was moved to deny speculation during the week about his Cork involvement.
Yeah, I suppose that's blogs, I suppose, or whatever they're called, that's social media for you, you know, and I suppose people have a free rein to that. But look, as I always said, like, you know, people that are playing with that, you know, they deserve to get burnt, you know. But look, in fairness to Danny, Danny's not that type of a person. He feels he's a job to do with Cork. You know, unfortunately, I suppose, I'm delighted that he's playing for us. He's a great player. He's one of the most sought-off players in Cork. And, you know, he showed here today in the end his vast experience. Personally, I'm delighted. And, you know, the sooner we can get him back to us, the better. You know, unfortunately, I've said this and I'm sick of saying it. You know, we don't have access to these players enough. And I think, you know, keeping players, you know, from the club for 6 or 7 or 8 weeks is a bit too much. I think the players get stale. I think they love coming back to their own club, have a bit of freshness, change their scenery, change the environment, and I think County Board should look at that.
Will you be a bit concerned now because of the way things played out for Cork last week? The club managers might have even less access to their players now?
Obviously, again, you know, from Monday onwards now, realistically, we won't see our players now until probably 2nd of July, and if Cork win that game, then they're playing on the night, so that's another week on, you know. So you're going into another 3 or 4 weeks. Spasm again, you know, and I think it's ridiculous. But look, look, as I always said, Croke Park are only worried about one thing, and that's the inter-county. They don't give a damn. I think the clubs are only playing lip service now at this stage, and they're, you know, they're just lifting the lurch. And no matter what you do, you know, at this stage, it's just falling on deaf ears. And I just don't think the will is there to help the club players.
Okay, well done to you tonight, Eddie. Thanks.
Cheers. Cheers.
Okay. All right, continuing our look at last night's senior hurling championship action, and Bride Rovers enjoyed a big win over Youghal in their round one encounter. And their manager, Joe Delaney, joins me now for his reaction. 121 to 113, an 8-point victory, Joe. You must have been very pleased with that.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, we were very pleased with it. Very pleased in aspects of our performance. Our work rate was phenomenal throughout. Our score taken and option taken was very good throughout. So very pleased with the result.
You were 8 points up at half-time as well, as I said, an 8-point win in the end. Is it was it as comfortable as that scoreline would suggest?
No, in fairness to Youghal, they came back at us plenty of times, and again, they contributed to their own. They can tacked on a few scores and came good, and was a period there during the second half that they enjoyed a bit of dominance, and they got two or three extra points, and again, finished our team throw. But again, credit to our lads for their perseverance to the end to stay on.
That starting 15 you had out last night, was it much of a change on last year's team?
There was some changes. We had three lads making their championship debuts, which was last night. Our cornerback, Ryan Prendergast, was doing his leaving cert. He came on a sub last year. We had our half-forward, William Finnegan, in his first full-year senior. And we have a new addition to the club this year, in Richard Whitty, who started in the corner forward. But by and large, they're the same group of fellas that were involved there for the last couple of years.
Great stuff. So largely pleased, and particularly with the work rate, which is, I suppose, going to bring you an awful long way in the first round if your hurling isn't right yet.
Absolutely. I know, absolutely. I know they're a fantastic bunch of men, in the fact that they always train well and play well. And just you couldn't fault their attitude last night. Again, right from the start, they just seemed hungry. And they brought that out to the pitch with them, between their hooking and blocking and chasing and tackling. And we're very pleased with that aspect of our play, because we feel our hurling will improve as the summer gathers on. But once the attitude is right, you know you're in a good place to come any match.
And a round two winners draw to look forward to, which pits you against Avondhu, who overcame Ballymartle, of course, in their round one tie a couple of weeks ago.
That's correct, yeah. And we saw Avondhu that night, and they were very impressive. Again, players from lots of different clubs around, and it seemed a very good unified bunch with a good work ethic themselves. So it'll be a tough challenge, but one that we'll look forward to as well, because some of the clubs would be near neighbours of ours, so some of our fellas would have gone to school with some of the boys as well. But again, we'll just worry about our own performance, and once we get our own seed right, then it just gives us a better chance.
Carrick Super Manager Niall Kidney, what do you think of that?
Yeah, look, they're a good team. As I just said to your colleague there, they're an awesome team. They've got quality to come off the bench, to beat the band, and well coached, move the ball well. Do you know, all of this talk that they're in transition, look, all credit to Glenn, they're good, but Sars are up there as well, same as Middleton. They're the top three bios, and we came with them 3 points of them in the first round today. I'm happy enough with that. I'm happy enough the way my lads played. stuck to the game plan, played well, moved the ball well. We just got caught for that 3 points there at the end. And look, I'm happy after that.
Because you were level, what, six times in the first half. Was the performance where you wanted it to be or you know, expected it to be tonight?
Yeah, for the first round, maybe. Look, we've another couple of players just to come up to scratch that, look, we've one man coming back from a cruciate. We've another man coming back from a double hip operation that started. We've a lot of lads just finished college and we're doing a lot of studying because they're in their final year and stuff like that. Was that an effect? Maybe it was. But look, I'm happy with what happened. We played well. We moved the ball well. There was nothing wrong with it. There was definitely senior hurling. There was definitely Cork senior hurling down. It was tough. We moved the ball fast. The hits were good. In fairness to the ref, he left the goal. I thought he refed it well. And in fairness to Teddy, he has his lads well coached. And they got us in the end.
It was a contest right to the end because, I mean, you were pushing up for the goal, looking to close the gap. It was down to 3-2 at a stage. I mean, there wasn't that much in it. Like.
No, look, a goal is a puck of the ball, but look, it was tight. Maybe the last 5 minutes we didn't contest as much as I'd have liked. The last 5-10 minutes we kind of died away. Darnell just came off with a broken toe at half, just before half time, kind of caught us. He'd be one of our better players. Like,
yeah,
you know,
for a while now, so.
Not so maybe. Bad. He was just the top of his toe, got an injection at half time, came back on. So he was feeling okay, but as you see, maybe it was a mistake in my half bringing him back on. He thought he was okay, but look, we had to take him back off again. But no, I'm happy. I'm happy with what happened. I'm happy where it went. Delighted with the match that we got off him. For a first round opener, that's pretty good quality hurling. Mm-hmm. So. We won't go back now until maybe Thursday next week. We'll give the lads a good rest, let them cut loose for the night, and we'll regroup Thursday and get ready for either the losers of Ballyhea or Blackrock.
And it was Dennis Walsh I spoke to in the preview ahead of the championship, but we talked about the transition you felt you were in as well, but how games proved very progressive for you last year. And this year, it's obviously different this year, but going into the round two game, it sounds like you'll feel there should be areas for improvement and players back and things like that.
Yeah, listen, we've a couple of stars kind of coming through as well, doing the leaving cert. We've Noel Furlong gone from last year as well, which is a big loss, but Ronan Power filled his boots very well there. There was no issue centre-back. That was our game plan, the way we went. It worked for us. Look, we just need to get working. We just need to get back out on the pitch, keep working hard. As we say, we'll prepare for Ballyhea and Blackrock. We'll go well, but... my lads performed very well, even against a lot of the Cork seniors out there who played very well today as well for them. Like they have quality and depth, as I said before, as well. And we're not far off it. We'll catch them. We'll get up there someday.